This is Dr. Dan Lee Dimke. The novel Wuhan coronavirus, now known as SARS-CoV-2, and the disease it causes, COVID-19, have been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization, wreaking havoc on lives and economies around the world. But this virus has an Achilles heel, an exploitable vulnerability that is shared by most upper respiratory viruses and all other known coronaviruses. They are remarkably fragile. Though they can survive easily for weeks or even months at temperatures near or below freezing, these viruses die within just a few minutes when exposed to higher air temperatures. Their aversion to heat forces coronaviruses to live and reproduce only within the coolest parts of the body, usually inside the epithelial cells that line our inner nose and sinus cavities. Because these sinuses are located just behind the cheeks and nostrils and around the eye sockets, these cavities are often nearly as cool as the outside air we breathe, at least during the colder months of the year. But when outside temperatures rise, so do our sinus temperatures. Once it gets too warm in there for these viruses to reproduce, they die and quickly disappear. Numerous laboratory studies by leading virologists show that coronavirus is easily killed in less than 15 minutes, at just 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. As they slowly heated the virus in the lab, scientists observed the outer viral membrane begin to rupture, and within minutes, it fatally collapsed, unrecognizable, and incapable of causing any further infection. Mild heat application is now regularly used in the production of various medications and vaccines. The very same process could be used with patients by simply raising their sinuses above the kill temperature. The virus dies, symptoms and infectivity stop, and the outbreak is over. This is remarkably easy to do without harm or risk by simply breathing in hot air. Suddenly, the coolest part of the body becomes the warmest part of the body, and any invading viruses almost literally melt. But what about the patient? Can we survive exposure to these temperatures? People are already doing this every day, all over the world. Daytime temperatures in the world's deserts routinely rise above 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. And millions of people walk into saunas every day with temperatures far above this. Breathing deeply for just a few minutes in any of these hot locations will kill a high percentage of any coronavirus that happens to be invading the upper respiratory system. And a second or third exposure, about an hour apart, will kill the rest. No desert or sauna available? No problem. The common, widely available handheld blow dryer, used for drying hair, contains a heating element and a fan that instantly deliver forced hot air temperatures that will kill coronavirus even faster, much like a convection oven does. And because you can concentrate heat onto just the infected area of the body, the nose and sinuses, you can safely use this approach even if you already have a fever. This simple cold arrest procedure was first proposed in the book Conquer the Common Cold and Flu, published by Future World Press in 1984. Since then, it's been successfully tested and used in more than 55 countries with an extremely high success rate. Here's what to do. Step 1. Turn the hairdryer to the lowest setting and then cup fingers over the air intake to slow the airflow and increase its output temperature. Step 2. With the other hand, use a spray bottle filled with water to frequently moisten the facial surface around the nose and mouth. The flow of hot air causes the water to evaporate, keeping the face and nose cool, while allowing heat to penetrate deeply into the nose and sinuses. Take slow, deep breaths through the nose with the mouth closed for 5 minutes. To minimize any discomfort, turn the blow dryer aside in between breaths so that warm air is directed toward the face and nose only while inhaling. The goal is to raise the inside of the nose and sinuses to the coronavirus kill temperature of 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit during the entire treatment period. So use the highest temperature setting you can safely tolerate. Step 3. After pausing for 1 hour, begin another 5-minute hot air treatment. If no symptoms have appeared, 2 heating cycles per day should be sufficient for prevention. However, if symptoms have already developed, 5 of these alternating heating-cooling cycles per day are recommended until symptoms disappear. If widely used, this simple cold arrest hyperthermia therapy can help to halt any further spread of COVID-19. It also kills most other types of common cold-causing virus, so you can start using it at the very first sign of any common cold symptoms. If healthcare providers will teach patients the cold arrest procedure, and health authorities will distribute inexpensive blow dryers and spray bottles to those in quarantine or living within infection zones who don't already have them, we may be able to prevent future coronavirus outbreaks from ever again becoming regional or international pandemics.